This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he's very concerned about proposed budget cuts for the Department of Defense, which could eliminate 13% of the manpower from the Arkansas Air National Guard. More than 200 aircraft would also be retired. The senator says he and state leaders are hoping to change those plans.
We're continuing to meet with the various generals and the National Guard to tell our story and do our best to maintain the facility that we have. Again, that's good for Arkansas, but it really is, that is a unique military base in the country, having Fort Chaffee and the air base right there together.
The proposed cuts would save the Defense Department nearly $9 billion. The budget will be forwarded to Congress in the coming weeks.
Both of Arkansas senators voted yesterday for a failed attempt to authorize construction of the Keystone Pipeline. The GOP-drafted plan lost in the Senate by a vote of 56-42. Arkansas Democrat Mark Pryor was one of 11 in his party to split from the president on the vote.
The basketball season may be over for the University of Arkansas men's basketball team, but it may not be over either. Yesterday, the Razorbacks lost to LSU in the first round of the SEC tournament in New Orleans. The 70-54 loss leaves Arkansas waiting to see if there will be a bid to the NIT. That's the tournament reserved for teams not qualifying for the NCAA tournament that crowns the national championship. The bids for the NIT will be announced Sunday night.
Meanwhile, the Arkansas women are waiting to hear if they will be admitted to the NCAA tournament. Most projections have the Razorbacks in the field of 64 teams after compiling a 23-8 record during the regular season, including a 75-37 win last night at Southern Illinois Edwardsville. The women's NCAA bracket will be announced Monday night at 6.
KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.